before," she said. "Her father, Mr. Home, is a sensible man in his way, though not very practical. He is fond of science and lives half his life in a laboratory trying experiments, a thing his butterfly wife could neither comprehend nor endure. And indeed," confessed my godmother, "I should not have liked it myself." That same evening at 9 o'clock, a servant was dispatched to meet the coach by which our little visitor was expected. Mrs. Breton and I sat alone in the drawing-room, waiting her coming. Her son, John Graham Breton, being absent on a visit to one of his schoolfellows who lived in the country. A little before 10, the doorbell announced the servant's return. No sooner was the door opened than I ran down into the hall. There lay a trunk and some bandboxes. Beside them stood a person like a nurse girl, and at the foot of the staircase was Warren, with a shawled bundle in his arms. "Is that the child?" I asked.
"Yes, miss."
I would have opened the shawl and tried to get a peep at the face, but it was turned from me to Warren's shoulder.
"Put me down, please," said a small voice, when our manservant opened the drawing-room door. "And take off this shawl," continued the speaker, extracting with its minute hand the pin, and with a sort of fastidious haste, doffing the clumsy wrapping. The creature which now appeared made a deft attempt to fold the shawl, but the drapery was much too heavy and large to be sustained or wielded by those hands and arms. "Give it to my maid, Harriet, please," was then the direction, "and she can put it away."
This said, it turned and fixed its eyes on Mrs. Breton.
"Come here, little dear," said the lady. "Come and let me see if you are cold and damp. Come and let me warm you at the fire."
The child advanced promptly. Relieved of her wrapping, she appeared exceedingly tiny, but was a neat, completely fashioned little figure, light, slight, and straight. Seated on my godmother's ample lap, she looked a mere doll, her neck delicate as wax. Her head of silky curls increased, I thought, the resemblance. Mrs. Breton talked in little fond phrases as she chafed the child's hands, arms, and feet. First she was considered with a wistful gaze, but soon a smile answered her. Mrs. Breton was not generally a caressing woman. Even with her deeply cherished son, her manner was rarely sentimental, often the reverse. But when this little stranger smiled at her,